Well, for Global Roaming this morning, we're taking you to the state of Kentucky in the United States. Rural poverty is rife in Kentucky, and President-elect Donald Trump won 62.5% of the popular vote there. So are those two things connected? Mary Meehan lives in Kentucky. She's a reporter for NPR and the Ohio Valley Resource. She's been a health reporter in Kentucky for nearly 20 years. Says much of the media reporting on the place she lives in misses the mark. Mary, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello, Hamish. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. You've written this terrific piece reflecting in a Harvard Journal on why the media missed the story of this year, why the media missed the rise of Trump, and what you think is a sort of patronizing way of understanding and writing about the rural poor in America. Why did you write that piece?
Because the day after the election on NPR stations, I almost had to turn off my own station. Everyone kept saying that it was totally out of the blue that Trump won and that it was completely unprecedented. No one could have imagined. And, you know, I unfortunately thought it could happen. And I know a lot of other people who did, too. Lots of people who lived around me who were not just crazy wackadoo idiots were going to vote for Trump.
Is that the way Trump supporters were being portrayed in the lead up to the election?
Yeah, I think there was a feeling in a lot of the liberal media, which I am a card-carrying member of, who thought that they just couldn't imagine that anyone could vote for Donald Trump. And the truth is, as I mentioned in the story, that my best friend voted for Trump because she is anti-abortion. I disagree with her on that. But she saw no room within the Democratic Party where she could vote in good conscience on that issue. And so I think it's a double-edged sword. I think it's poverty, white poverty that people don't like to talk about, rural poverty. But I also think there is some bias against conservative Christian values.
What is,
that comes through in news coverage.
What is the white poverty that you talk about? How do people in Kentucky live? What is the community like?
Well, it's a couple of different communities, to be honest. I mean, we have Louisville is a big city. Lexington is a very progressive city. The mayor of Lexington is a gay man, Jim Gray. And then when you get out into the mountains of Appalachia and eastern Kentucky, and really, you know, all of the Appalachian states, there is a lot of poverty. There are a lot of families that go back there generations and generations. But there are also people who are lawyers and teachers and pastors and nurses and doctors who live there because they love it. And you never see anything positive about Appalachia, or it's very, very rare. And I had a professor at Harvard who asked me, I said something about the culture of Appalachia, and he said, "What culture?" So I think there's just a sort of a backwards lens on that only shows the worst of toothless, you know, hillbillies.
What are the Appalachians? Not everyone in our audience will know of the Appalachians. Just tell us about what that term means and the images that I suppose that inspires in people's minds, certainly in America.
It's 11 states, and the movie Deliverance. I actually have a friend who's making a documentary about the perceptions of people of Appalachia, and the movie Deliverance, where, you know, the menacing backwoods banjo playing mutants attack, you know, these guys rowing down the river. That's a pretty prominent. It always has to do with really being unintelligent, and there's usually a hint of violence attached to it too. It's just.
Why do you think it is so difficult for the mainstream media in America to grasp the issues that matter to people in places like Kentucky? Why do you think the story was missed?
Well, I think part of the problem is that there is no public discourse about rural poverty on a national level. It's almost completely absent, and there are no people here really. The national news organizations don't cover my state, Kentucky, unless there's a tornado or a horse race, the Kentucky Derby. So I think that's part of it. I think local newspapers used to fill that niche, and as those staffs have gotten smaller, I think, you know, more balanced coverage of the region has been lost.
Do you think the depiction of places like Kentucky as being racist are wrong, given that, you know, so many of the things that Donald Trump was talking about in terms of banning Muslims, the sort of approach to Hispanics and migrants, that clearly resonated with many people that voted for it?
I don't think it's wrong. I think there are those people who hold those opinions, but I don't think everyone who voted for Trump was primarily motivated by that opinion. And I also, you know, whenever anybody talked at Harvard about Trump supporters, they were mocking them, they would almost always employ a Southern accent. Well, the truth is, Trump won in Massachusetts, too. So the Trump juggernaut was not just in the South. It was all over the country. And look at that map. You know, there's a lot of red states.
Mary Meehan, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Mary Meehan is an NPR reporter based in Kentucky, where she also works for the Ohio Valley Resource. It is 12 minutes to 9. You're listening to RN Breakfast.